I'm talking to Zoe Davis from the Wimbledon Guild this morning about their annual fundraiser, the Waggy Walk. So would you like to tell me a little bit about this fundraiser and how special it is to the Guild in terms of fundraising?
Yep, absolutely. Thank you for having me. So Waggy Walk is our biggest fundraising event of the year. And it's a brilliant, fun and friendly day out for everyone across the community to get involved with or without dogs. We have lots of people who come and take part without having a dog. But it's a fundraising walk across Wimbledon Common. And so you can either choose to walk the 4K route or the 7K route. And it's just a really fun atmosphere. There's sort of snacks before we set off. There's lots of marshals along the way. And then you're welcomed back with pastries and refreshments again. This is our fifth year of doing it. And it retains its importance, especially this year. We've got the fundraising aspect, and the money's going to go to help people across Merton. We provide practical support to everyone within the borough, and especially at the minute with the cost of living and support after the pandemic, they're our key focuses.
I think it's a lovely chance for people to get together and walk and talk, especially in the light of our dear Queen passing. I'm sure it'd be a chance for people now, once the funeral's over, to actually talk about their experiences. And hopefully a lot of people will talk without walking in the peace with their dogs. Do you think that, is there going to be any sort of encouragement to talk about things, or do you think it'll just flow naturally?
I think what we found before is that it flows quite naturally. All of our volunteers and staff are quite chatty anyway. So we normally strike up a conversation with people, but it's just a really nice opportunity for people to come together that may not have met before. And I think it's just a nice social environment anyway.
So it's all marshalled and the route's all marshalled. And do you find people just tend to go in little groups, and is it tend to do dog breeds go together, or do you feel there's a huge mix of everybody?
There's such a huge mix. It's really lovely. We have people can walk between 10:30 and 2:30. So people can set off in little groups. We often find there's quite a few people that set off together at the beginning, and then it's more staggered. But it's nice because people sort of meet each other at the start, or they catch up at the end. But we are very, we see dogs from all different breeds, so it's brilliant.
Do you actually make a sort of a record of how many dog breeds you've got there? Because there must be a huge number, especially with all the doodle dogs and the poodle dogs. That must be a new addition to the Waggy Walk.
Absolutely. Well, we had 300 people take part last year, and I think about 200 dogs. So we definitely need to start a tally of breeds and get that going. It is our biggest fundraiser of the year. So we've got sponsors. We're really grateful to John Lee Wood, Pet Pavilion, Ashworth Solicitors for sponsoring the event. And then the money raised from ticket sales also comes through to us. So it is our biggest fundraising event of the year. And then, especially this year, the focus is on supporting our community, especially through the winter months with the energy price increases and cost of living increases. So we have seen a 60% rise in referrals for advice and financial assistance so far this year. And we're expecting that to increase more towards the end of the year.
Are you getting a lot of calls or referrals from people who are actually terribly in fear that they're just not going to be able to pay their bills? And how do they apply for help from yourselves?
We are getting a complete range of phone calls. We have phone calls from people who have run out of money on their electricity and gas and need emergency support with that. We've had an increase in people who are ringing because they need support with food and getting food. So it's a real range. And I think that people who need our help, they can get in touch via the phone or on our website. So should I give you those details?
Yes, absolutely, because we can publish those for you.
Okay, great. So people can call us on 0208 9460735, or they can visit our website, wimbledonguild.co.uk. And what I would say is just get in touch, because once you're through to us, we're in a really unique position that the team will work together to provide the best support package for you. So whoever you speak to here will make sure that you'll get the best support that you need for you. So we'll make sure that the teams come together and provide you with exactly what you need. And if there is a situation where there's something we can't quite help with, we will always do our best to pass you on to someone that can. We've got really close links with other partner organisations. So we're really people focused.
That's good. And the people that phone you, do they have to live in the Wimbledon area, obviously, or do you get referrals from outside the area? Or if you get referrals from outside the area, can you put them in touch with people who can help them if you can't?
Absolutely. So we provide support for people who live within the borough of Merton. So that's our remit. If somebody contacts us and they're outside of Merton, then we will do our very best to put them in touch with someone in their area that can help. So we'd never just say we couldn't do anything for them.
Super. And going back to the Waggy Walk, how many dogs are you expecting on the 1st of October?
Well, we're hoping that this is going to be our biggest year yet. So if we can get 200 to 250, that would be fantastic. I know that we've got teams of walkers coming with their dogs. We've also got people who are just coming to do the walk without a dog at all. So there's a real variety of people. I think it's just, it's a really fun, friendly day out. So I just say to anyone thinking of doing it to come along, because it's a really nice atmosphere.
It sounds lovely. Is there anything you'd like to say to Radio Jackie listeners who'll be listening into this interview about the walk and why what's the best reason to come?
I would say it's a fantastic day out. Last year it was pouring with rain and we still all had a brilliant time. So come rain or shine, it's guaranteed to be a great event. And by taking part, you will be raising money to support a really good cause and to support people in our community.
And that's what we're really wanting to do. I mean, we all live in communities. And if we can do something to help our fellow neighbours who aren't in quite as good a position to us, then that you're such a good focus for people to do that. I think that's it. If there's anything else you want to add.
So it's Saturday, the 1st of October, and you can walk any time between 10:30 and 2:30.
That's brilliant. Well, I hope the sun shines for you, and I hope you have lots and lots of dogs turning up and lots of people getting together. And I wish you the very best of luck for your event, Zoe. And thank you for coming to talk to me already.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.